Nominations are now open for the Women Podcasters Awards. I am so thrilled to kick off this year's nominations for the second annual Women Podcasters Awards, honoring and recognizing women's achievements. My name is Jennifer Hensel. I'm your host today. This International People's Choice style of awards event is designed to elevate and amplify women's voices globally and within the podcasting industry. Nominations are now open for podcasters, broadcasters, producers, and expert guests. Following a hugely successful inaugural year with almost 400 nominees and 15,000 voters, 2025 will be even bigger. The awards continue to grow with overflowing support from the podcasting industry. So why become a nominee? What are the benefits? Gain visibility and recognition for your work. Engage your audience and build your community. Connect with fellow creators and industry leaders. And I'll chat more about some new benefits that we've added this year as well. If you're new here, I just want to quickly mention that you can find out more and submit your nomination at womenpodcasters.com. That's women, W-O-M-E-N. Podcasters is plural. podcasters.com. So womenpodcasters.com. You can see testimonials from last year's participants over there and check out our sponsors as well. We are so thankful for our sponsors from the podcasting industry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Upon incorporating feedback from last year's nominees and sponsors, we have some exciting updates and changes. What's new for 2025? This year, we've introduced an awards resource hub filled with tools and training to empower nominees and sponsors to fully leverage this collaborative opportunity. We have added an awards type. The awards now recognize producers. So as a result, there are four award types. The award types are, number one, podcasters, and that's shows with an RSS feed. So podcasts, even if you have a video version, you definitely have an RSS feed. You're hosted on a podcasting host. Number two, broadcasters. Now, these are shows with no RSS feed. So, for example, those who have a channel on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, but no podcast host and no RSS feed. Number three is producers, and that's new, and that includes editors, any production staff you have behind the scenes, they can apply for this award. And then number four is expert guests. Under the podcaster type of award, there are 25 categories. The other types of awards do not have categories. If those types grow, perhaps we'll add categories for those in the future. But right now, just the podcast type has 25 categories. We have combined and reduced the number of podcast categories this year to 25. Last year, it was 38, and it was just too many for everyone. So additionally, due to the unexpected high costs during the inaugural year, the fees have been raised just slightly. They are still very low compared to other awards, and we remain committed to keeping it as low as possible to ensure this opportunity is accessible to as many women as possible. The other change is the voting window has been shortened. So let's go over the dates. Nominations open from February 1st to April 30th. Early bird prices are available until March 15th, and then the price will go up. Voting is from May 1st to May 31st. And applications for sponsors and media partners remain open throughout the awards process. So I hope you can join us in celebrating the incredible contributions of women in podcasting and amplifying their voices worldwide. To submit your nomination or become a sponsor, go to womenpodcasters.com/awards. My name again is Jennifer Hensel. I'm the founder of the Women Podcasters Awards. Reach out to me if you have any questions, and I look forward to seeing you in the awards.